You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's start with the share market. The GIFT Nifty traded lower during Wednesday's early trading session, down by 0.20% at 19,763.5, indicating a negative opening for domestic indices, NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex. Benchmark indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex ended in the red after a volatile day of trade on Tuesday. The Nifty 50 gave up 20 points to close at 19,733.55. On the other hand, Sensex slipped 0.1% to end at 66,459.31. The stocks to keep an eye today are Hero Motor Corp, Titan, Vodafone Idea, Power Grid, Bharti Airtel, Zeal, Adani Wilmar, HPCL, Mankind Pharma, Aditya Birla Capital and Metropolis Healthcare. Moving on, while Indian IT companies are signing large and mega deals, they have witnessed a fall in the number of their clients in the just concluded quarter. TCS is an outlier that didn't see any decline in its number of clients, but the next big five have seen the loss of clients who gave them business worth over $550 million. In a span of just 1 month, both Tata Consultancy Services and Infosys announced the signing of mega deals worth $1 billion each. Even HCL Tech and Wipro, the third and fourth largest Indian IT service companies, have reported in their quarterly earnings of signing more number of large deals than in previous quarters. Up next, the RBI on Tuesday said about Rs 3.14 trillion or 88% of the total Rs 2,000 banknotes in circulation as on May 19th have been returned by the public to banks as at the end of July 31st. About Rs 42,000 crore in the form of Rs 2,000 banknotes were still in circulation as of July 31st. According to RBI, data collected from major banks indicates that out of the total banknotes in Rs 2,000 denomination received back from circulation, about 87% was in the form of deposits and the remaining around 13% has been exchanged into other denomination banknotes over bank counters. About Rs 42,000 crore in the form of Rs 2,000 banknotes were still in circulation as of July 31st. In other developments, after tomato and spices like turmeric and jeera, retail prices of onion have started to rise for the first time in nearly 2 years due to reports of sluggish kharif sowing on delayed arrival of monsoon in the key producing states of Maharashtra and Karnataka, traders said. Inflation in onion, which had been in the negative zone since September 2021, came in at 1.65% in June 2023. High moisture content in the stored rabi crops because of an unseasonal rains in April in Maharashtra and Karnataka has reduced its shelf life of the staple vegetable, causing fears of e-supply constraints by September. Meanwhile, the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India has issued a show cause notice to state-owned BSNL for not complying with the Telecommunication Interconnection Regulation 2018, according to people aware of the matter. The regulations cover a framework that involves network connection arrangements between telcos for easy connectivity of calls and SMSs to their consumers, bank guarantees by telcos which are net payable to others in a particular circle, and the provision of point of interconnections for call SMS traffic management. According to the sources, BSNL has failed to give bank guarantees to telecom operators such as Vodafone Idea, Bharti Airtel and Reliance Jio for the circles where it is net payable. From the world of tech, in what would place a higher regulatory burden on big tech firms, the Personal Data Protection Bill, which will be tabled in Parliament during the ongoing session, will make it mandatory for companies processing high volumes of data to appoint an India-based data protection officer. The government will notify data fiduciary or class of data fiduciaries as significant data fiduciary based on factors like kind of personal data volumes they process and its sensitivity, extent of risks to the rights of individuals, public order of the state, security of the state, etc. Besides the data protection officer who will be the point of contact for the grievance redressal mechanism, significant data fiduciaries will also have to appoint an independent data auditor. Lastly, the four recent climate change and trade-related regulations of the European Union are expected to be a major point of friction at the next ministerial conference of the World Trade Organization. Developing countries are expected to mount a major challenge to the move and seek concessions to help them deal with global trade shakeup that will follow the move, a senior official said. The ministerial conference is the topmost decision-making body of the WTO, and its 13th meeting will be held by February end in Abu Dhabi. India has already submitted a paper against the Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism, also known as carbon tax, at the WTO. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.